This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, class, Vice President Harris, she claims she's ready to lead, you know, should something transpire that would require her to step in the position of the presidency. She's been AWOL for as long as Jumpin' Joe has put her in the border fixing department. She's done nothing. And she's ready to lead. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be Vice President Harris. And the two of them are poster children for incompetence. And then you have to wonder, you look at the border and you say, gosh, you know, I wonder where they all shop. I guess there must be a Nike store or a fashion store right on the border so they can get all new clothes and then cut the wire and hop the fence. Have you never noticed that the people who are coming to this country are all really expensively dressed? Have you noticed that? Where do they get the money, the funds, the wherewithal to buy all new clothes? And where do they buy all these new clothes? Or are they given to them? Someone set up a shop and say, y'all best look nice, you know, before you breach the southern border or the northern border of the United States. Look your best. You ever notice that, class? They look better than we do. These are illegal invaders. They're taking over our country. They're driving on your streets, highways and byways. They're crashing into your vehicles without insurance. And Mayorkas just got impeached. What took so long? What took so long? He has been involved in the demolition of our hospital system. Because when you go to the hospital, you have to pay. When these illegal invaders go to the hospital, they don't have to pay. They don't have to get a driver's license. They don't have to pass a driver's test. They don't have to have driver's insurance, automobile insurance. They don't have to have any of the stuff that you have to have. They don't even have to have a job. They're costing us our country. It's outrageous. And it's too bad that the guys and gals from World War I and World War II aren't around. Because if they were, and if they were strong like they were when they fought in World War I and World War II, we would have a revolution, full scale, by this afternoon. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that the people who fought to make this country as great as it has been would be livid if they were alive today. The Battle of Athens. Look it up. That's where GIs came home from World War II, and they had it with the corruption of their town government, and they took over. And rightfully so. The Battle of Athens. In the United States. Gwyneth?
Yeah, the town up the road, which is from my place, which is called Wedderburn, it was the home of not one, but two Victoria Cross winners. This is a town that's probably never had more than 1,000 people living there. Two Victoria Cross winners. Albert Jacka. You can look up him on Wikipedia if you want. And I can't remember the name of the other guy. But if you look up Albert Jacka, J-A-C-K-A, on Wikipedia, you'll see who he was and what he did. And he came from the town down the road, Wedderburn, Victoria. And, you know, it's... I think that Albert Jacka would be turning in his grave. He absolutely would, to see what Victoria has become. And the people, they're pathetic. You know, they think that the government is going to solve everything for them. And they are getting just the sort of government that they deserve. The grid here in Victoria is literally falling apart. And it doesn't affect me because we get these high winds here. We just do. It's always happened. You know, you go to the state forest down the road, it's absolutely littered with branches off the trees. And why is it littered with branches off the trees? Because nobody collects them because it's a state park and they're not allowed to. It's just mind-blowing. There's usually a few branches scattered around on my land, which has exactly the same forest structure as the state park down the road. But my land is my land. And every time we get one of these high winds, the branches fall off the trees because they're eucalyptus trees and that's what they do. And I just stay out of the forest. I just stay at home. And there's no really big eucalyptus trees that are going to fall on my house. And so I just stay out of the forest, find something to do at home. And then, when the high wind finishes, I go up in the forest and I have a bit of a tour and I take a note of where the branches have fallen and that's my firewood supply. And that has kept me in firewood for the last 11 years. And every time that we get one of these really, really strong winds, strong windy days, I get a new supply of firewood drops from the sky. So I think, say thank you very much, God. You know, but in other parts of the state, it seems like every time that we get one of these high winds, and they happen maybe 3 or 4 times a year, they always happen. There's nothing new. That's just how it is. They lose their electricity. They plant these eucalyptus trees as street trees, the same sort of trees that, you know, or related trees to the ones that I grow here. They get to 20 or 30 years old and they start dropping branches. And they kill people walking down the road. They smash cars. They do this. They do that. You should never plant a eucalyptus as a street tree. And you should never have a eucalyptus tree planted too close to your house. But these people don't think. They go out into the forest and they see these beautiful trees growing in the forest and they think, wow, what a majestic tree. I'd like to have one of those in my backyard. And so they go to their nursery, and the nursery people sell them one of these eucalyptus trees because that's what they want to buy. And so they plant it in their backyard, and 30 years later it drops a branch on their roof and does their house in. Maybe does them in. Maybe kills them. These people don't think, Vincent. And I know that these trees rot branches. And that's my firewood supply. That's 100%, almost, I mean, I might go down the road sometimes. And, you know, they have trees growing by the roadside in my country road area. And I'll go and pick some of them up and carry them home. And, you know, chop them up and put them in my fireplace, one of my fireplaces. But people don't think. You can get trees that will not drop their branches. And you can plant those with street trees and they will do just fine. But, you know, it astounds me that these people do this. And then the trees they drop on to, you know, distribution lines, electrical poles, they drop onto cars, they drop onto people, they drop onto roofs, they drop onto shop fronts and all the rest of it. And they don't seem to care or understand where they came from. Does that make sense? It's insanity. And it happens every time there's one of these high winds. It's two or three times a year it happens.
Well, don't think that you...
Nothing new.
Don't think you have a monopoly on insanity, Gwyneth. In California, there are multi-million-dollar homes that have been built on the edge of cliffs, right along the ocean front. And well, it's great. They're sliding into the ocean. These morons built these houses, you know, 30, 40, 50 feet right from the edge of a cliff. Well, and I got to tell you, I know a bunch of people, not part of USA Prepares, of course, because we don't think like this, but they think that a view is really important. They will plant their house where they have a really good view of something. And what they really don't understand is for them to have a really good view, that means other people have a really good view of them. So let's talk about, you know, a farm, and they're thinking, let's put it at the house on top of the hill, and we can look all around and have a great view. That means they're a target from anybody who is looking up at the hill and sees their house on top of the hill, you know, not surrounded by trees or covered by trees, that kind of thing. Now, I'm not suggesting that you plant trees near your house, because we don't have any. We have 50% woods, 50% open, meaning grass. Not one tree can fall on our house, not one, because we made sure that where we planted our house, that could not happen. As a matter of fact, we don't even have to clean out leaves out of the gutters, because there are no leaves to fall in the gutters. And there is no shrubbery along the house where people can sneak up and kind of invade us. There's no shrubbery whatsoever along the perimeter of our house. Have you ever seen a house like that? No shrubs? Can you imagine? Going on 19 years, no shrubs. There's no place to hide. No place to hide where people can get real close to a window and then break through the window. The dogs will kill them. Someone tried it, the dogs would kill them. Our dogs would kill them. So, there's plenty of stupidity to go around. And so what is the, you know, you might think, you know, we're doing a lot of complaining today about all these broken systems. So, do we have an answer? Of course we do. Of course we do. This is USA Prepares. So, to recap, get out of Dodge. Buy or build your own farm. Build your own off-grid power supply. Grow your own food, meaning your garden. Educate your own children at home. Learn all the skills that you need to do all of this. Is it a pipe dream?
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I mentioned, is this a pipe dream? You know, moving out of Dodge, buying or building a farm, build your own off-grid power system, grow your own food, educate your children at home, learn the skills necessary to do so. Is it a pipe dream? No, it's not. We actually live this way. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about your instructors here at USA Prepares. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Those instructors. Rich Sheeban, off-grid, has a farm, built it himself. Gwyneth Isaacs, Australia, lives off-grid. Kathy in Ohio. Kathy is doesn't live off-grid, but I think she's getting close. Kyle built his own off-grid system. Grows his own food. Kathy grows her own food. Greg Lesher in Utah. Built his own solar system, built his own ranch. And me. Okay. So we actually do the things that we're talking about. We're talking about homeschooling, we're talking about educating our children, growing our own food, building our own lifestyle. The hard way. It's not easy. It's not for the fat. It's not for the lazy. Well, if you are fat, it'll fix that. It'll slim you right down. Because this will burn calories. There's no question about it. If you want to know how fat I am, I'll tell you. 5'7", 131 pounds. Maybe 132. There's no fat on me. And Zero Hedge has an article, and it's about, I'll just read you the headlines. And there's a reason why I'm doing this. I'm not just trying to regurgitate the news. I'm trying to put an exclamation point on what we've just said here today. quote, "This is a date with disaster. Net zero is pulling the plug on America's electrical life support system," new documentary says, end quote. Goes on to say, this was from the Epic Times, electricity, quote, "Electricity is the most essential source of America's unparalleled prosperity and productivity, and it is also the greatest vulnerability. The United States has become so utterly dependent on an uninterrupted supply of affordable electricity that as our grid becomes ever more fragile, America's society has become fragile along with it." Former CIA Director James Woolsey testified before the U.S. Senate in 2015 that America's grid, if America's grid were to go down for an extended period such as 1 year, there are essentially two estimates on how many people would die from hunger, starvation, lack of water, and from social disruption. One estimate is that within a year or so, two-thirds of the United States population would die, Mr. Woolsey said. The other estimate is that within a year or so, 90% of the U.S. population would die. Chris Kiefer, president of Canadians for Nuclear Energy, concurred. The grid, the energy grid, is a civilization life support system, and without it, modern society collapses very quickly. Mr. Kiefer is one of the experts featured in energy, one of the featured in energy analysts, author, documentarian, and new film Juice: Power, Politics of the Grid is a five-part docuseries that looks at why America is now fragilizing and destabilizing the engineering marvel that is the central pillar of our society. We are seeing the grid's reliability, resilience, and affordability all declining, Mr. Bryce told the Epic Times. We wanted to get people and policymakers to understand that this, that our most important energy network is being fragilized, and we ignore this danger at our peril, Mr. Bryce said. Okay, end quote. The bottom line is, without electricity, everything stops. Everything. This broadcast is over. Without the flow of electrons at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second through the wires and through the air, it stops. The satellite transmission stops. The satellite reception stops. The internet stops. Your refrigerator stops. Your electric car, it's not going anywhere. No gasoline. No diesel fuel. No refining. No terminals to distribute the fuel and food. Jeff Bezos' enterprises collapse. Bill Gates' enterprises collapse. They all collapse.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. California's national reputation is plummeting. USA's John Schaefer explains.
That's according to a recent survey by the Los Angeles Times. The sentiment transcends party lines, with 48% of Republicans viewing California as not really American anymore. Despite its progressive stance, 30% of Democrats feel the state is excessively liberal, whereas 81% of Republicans concur. A majority of Republicans also believe California's standard of living is inferior to most states, states, contrasting with one-third of Democrats.
Tiger Woods is securing a new apparel deal following the termination of his long-standing and lucrative partnership with Nike last month. The professional golf veteran revealed he's collaborating with TaylorMade to introduce a new brand called Sunday Red. According to the company's website, the line set to debut on May 1st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, here's an example of how bad things are. There's a representative in California who feels that the minimum wage needs to be $50 an hour in California. 50. Because it takes over $100,000 a year to survive in California. Now, how's that possible? Well, it's possible because of the Federal Reserve printing, printing, printing. It's possible because of government largesse and waste and corruption. That really pales in comparison to the $1.35 per hour that I made as minimum wage working after school in the high school days, $1.15, $1.35 an hour, making submarine sandwiches. And there was a mechanic that I knew that made $5 an hour. $5. I couldn't believe it. What could he possibly do with all that money? $5 an hour. And here we are, and this representative, alleged representative in California, thinks that the minimum wage should be $50 an hour. Tomorrow, Kyle's going to be with us, and I'm going to be talking about one of the things I'm going to be teaching is about generators and how difficult they are to work on. And our friends at Generac probably don't want to tune into that. They probably won't appreciate it. Class, there's a new plague, bubonic plague. It's out right now. And so Oregon is rocked right now by the first case of bubonic plague. You might want to stay on the lookout for news about the outbreak of bubonic plague. How does this happen? It was eradicated. This is the Black Death. This is why pestis. This is the bubonic plague. It's here in the United States, according to Daily Mail. Gwyneth, have you read that?
I did see that on the internet. And it is very, very easy to avoid bubonic plague outbreaks. Because the plague is spread by rat fleas. And if you keep your rat population under control, you will not have bubonic plague outbreaks. Okay? You keep rat populations under control by limiting the amount of garbage that's lying around, and you limit the number of rats by encouraging people to have cats and encouraging people's free range, not these stupid cat cages that people put in their yards, free range cats. Do away with the animal control guy. Okay? Sack him. Sack him because he has no useful purpose kidnapping people's cats and dogs. Get rid of the animal control guy and encourage people to go out and get a cat. Do not de-sex the cat and you will not have a bubonic plague problem. Hello?
Gwyneth?
I don't know if you heard that or not, yeah, but I have my cat sitting on my lap.
Gwyneth?
Did you
say a nursery? There was a nursery rhyme, Mother Goose nursery rhyme. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, hush, 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 we all tumbled down. And there's another one, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. That's about the bubonic plague and burning the bodies, and the ashes were the embers of the dead bodies floating up and falling down. You remember that?
Yeah,
that was the
here in Australia
plague.
And in Britain, they had a different version. Ring a ring of roses, a pocket full of posies, a tissue, we all fall down. And that's talking about the sneezing episodes that people would have, which were an early plague symptom. And that's why people say, God bless you when you sneeze, because they believed that the blessing of God would contradict the bubonic plague. And perhaps they were right. But what was responsible for the plague outbreaks in medieval European cities was the belief that witches could manifest themselves as cats. So if you had somebody who had a lot of cats, they were clearly a witch and they'd be dragged out of their house and they would be burned at the stake. And people would chase cats through the city and they would catch them and they would kill them. And, you know, this is So you had very few cats in medieval cities because they believed that they were witches in disguise. And, you know, it's utterly ridiculous. But what happened was because they had so few cats, the rat populations spread out of control and you had plague outbreaks. And because there was, generally poor levels of hygiene, you know, you had plague outbreaks. That's what causes plague outbreaks. And as soon as they installed the underground sewers underneath the city of London, they stopped having plague outbreaks. And it's not because they had fewer rats in the city. They had just as many rats in the city, but the rats went into the underground sewers. And because the rats and the people, the rats were living underground and the people were living above ground, people very rarely saw rats and the plague outbreak stopped. As well known, epidemiologically, if you've got a high cat population, you're not going to have the bubonic plague outbreak. Everybody needs to get cats. Actually, two cats, a boy cat and a girl cat. And do not de-sex them. You will have no problems getting rid of the kitten. Because hardly anybody these days is breeding cats, and there's a desperate shortage of kittens out there, at least here locally, you know. And that's what I recommend everybody does. You won't have to teach them how to hunt. They'll figure out how to hunt on their own. Just feed them the bare minimum what they need to keep them going, and they will learn how to hunt. They'll teach themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's
does
what
that
ours
make
do.
Sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see out the studio window. Our cats are running around. They've got a full-time job. They look for mice. They look for rats. And they look for small animals that they don't think belong here on our farm. And they're right. So they dispatch them. Now, there was a plague in 590. And Pope Gregory the First decided that there needed to be some divine intercession. And so part of that was blessing anyone who sneezed, because sneezing was one of the first signs that someone was falling ill and possibly with the plague. So that was in 590. And AD 750, it became more and more customary to say, God bless you, as a response to sneezing. But Pope Gregory the First was the one who ordered it. Now, there's another belief that your heart stops, you know, when you sneeze. So, God bless you is, good medicine to restart your heart. At least that's what's believed. So, keep your heart continuing beating by God bless you, because your heart stops when you sneeze. So, those are a couple reasons about the God bless you. And I just think it's a nice thing to do anyway. But, of course, there's modern thoughts on this. And, heck, we don't have to be blessed by God. You know, we've lost our way in the public school system, reading from the Bible. That's something that we did in elementary school, primary school. Reading from the Bible every morning. Every morning in public school. Yes.
There's something else I would like to mention, just on the topic of God. Okay? I did send you an email about this. I'm not sure if you've been receiving my email. The wonderful people at Lakewood Church, don't you just love them?
Well, if you're talking about the members, they probably are wonderful. If you're talking about the owners of the corporation, that's a different story.
I'm being sarcastic in talking about the owners of Lakewood Church. But I don't know if you're aware, but we've had some class members who are, they seem to be members or they seem to be regular attendees of Lakewood Church. And they've been sending a lot of emails to me. I don't know if they've been sending them to you. But I would like to make a comment here. My husband, Archie, was actually a Pentecostal pastor. And he bought himself one day an expensive mansion in the inner suburbs of Melbourne. And it had about 32 rooms. It must have been an old hotel or something. It had about 32 rooms. And guess what he did with this big old mansion that he bought? He filled it up with homeless people. He was a pastor, a Pentecostal pastor. He filled it with homeless people and drug addicts and alcoholics and single mothers. And he began holding church services in the kitchen. That is what Joel Osteen needs to do with his mansion. When Joel Osteen fills his mansion with homeless people and drug addicts and alcoholics and begins holding church services in his living room and his kitchen or whatever it is, then I will have some respect for him. I used to listen to his sermons. I actually used to like his sermons. And then I woke up and I began to see things that were going on. Like the $500,000 that mysteriously ended up in a toilet wall in his bathroom of his facility about 2 years ago, after that $500,000 was reported missing to the police. And to me, you know, I had some questions on how that $500,000 got there. I think that if I was a robber who had nothing to do with the church, I would make sure that that $500,000 was as far from the church as possible. You know, if I was a robber, which I'm not. But, you know, that's just me, and I'm not going to say any more there. So I would just, you know...
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Cohibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just want to mention that I bought a couple products on eBay, and either they weren't shipped, you know, within a couple days, or the description was very misleading. When that happens, jump on it immediately. Immediately. And what I've done is, when I realize that someone has been deceptive in their listing, I will tell them that their description is deceptive, and I want an immediate refund. Cancel the order. That's what I do. I don't want the product. And same thing with Sam's Club. Bought some towels from Sam's Club. They were substandard. I said, these are substandard. I don't want them. Send me a shipping label, and I will return them. I don't want them. I want a refund. And I get the refund. So don't put up with it. Don't put up with it. I'm telling you that now is the time to stand your ground. Don't be abused. If the sellers misrepresent, if the sellers take pictures that are deceptive, make sure you bash these people appropriately. On the feedback, make sure you tell the truth and let people know that the pictures were deceptive. It was an intent to defraud, misrepresent, cheat you, and maybe other people will avoid making the same mistake. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, we need to. We really need to begin holding other people to account. We need to recognize that it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse, and this is going to end with our society living at a Stone Age level of technology. Maybe if you've got some solar panels now and some electrical cells now, maybe hooked up into battery systems, if you organise all that sort of stuff now, you can buy on eBay. You can buy a water tank, a cistern, a 1,000-litre cistern for, I've just bought one for $266. They're folding, and they can be posted to you. And they take about 5 minutes to set up. You can hook it up underneath your roof gutter, and you can hook up a pump and have a second cistern on a tower, make a tower, put the second cistern on top of the tower, pump the water from the first cistern to the second cistern, and then pipe that into your house plumbing. and you can have an off-grid plumbing system for about, including the pump will cost around about $360. This is in Australian dollars, so calculated over to the United States. But for about $600, just over $600, you can have a solar-powered pump with a 30-meter head. That's a 100-foot head on this pump. And you can have the second tank for about another $260. So it's $860, just under $900. And you can have an emergency water supply system for your house. Very basic, okay? And you will probably need a bigger system than just 1,000 liters or 250 gallons. But it's a start. And once you realize, hey, this is great, but I wish I had a bigger system, then you can get in touch with your farm supply store and get them to ship a system, a full-size farm system, out to you of about 5,000 gallons and hook that up to your roof plumbing, you know, the roof drainage on your roof. Instead of having that stormwater that runs off of your roof go down the drain, You can drink the water off your roof in most circumstances. If you want to hook up a water purification system to it, that's fine. You can do that. It's, you know, a bit of an extra expense. But we're talking about, these days, the same amount of money that most people would fork out on a quarterly water bill. People are forking out thousands of dollars on quarterly water bills these days. But you don't have to do that. You can set up your own basic off-grid system. You can do it. I've done it. You know, Prince has done it. Kyle's done it. Rich has done it. You know, you can do it. And I encourage everybody in the class to do it. Because we are heading for the Stone Age, and unless you're setting up your off-grid systems now, you're not going to have them in the future. Does that make sense?
And if you plan on drinking water from the roof, it needs to be filtered, and it needs to be treated to kill the bacteria in it. And do your research before you just drink water from the downspout. Your roof contains all kinds of toxins, radioactivity, biologicals, chemicals. Be very, very careful. Do your research first. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.